I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lee, I think the Democrats are just determined. I mean, I don't know if they sit in a room or write it down as a plan to just drive their base insane and push them over the edge.
Wouldn't take much, would it?
No, and it really wouldn't. Now we've got DNC Chairman Ken Martin warning that we're on the verge of a dictatorship, a break the glass moment. This is the head of the DNC, of course, the DNC, that's the Democrat Party, basically. RNC and DNC run the two parties. Okay, so Democrat Chairman Ken Martin, here we go.
If we reach that break the glass moment when all of our democratic institutions have failed us, right, and we are truly in a dictatorship and an authoritarian regime here has completely shredded the Constitution, then party doesn't matter, and then elections don't matter, and then the resistance looks completely different. But until we reach that moment, and we may be nearing it, Jason, don't get me wrong, the role of the Democratic Party is singular, to win elections.
Okay.
Dictatorship, break the glass moment. Yeah. What are
Nazi,
you
Nazi Hitler
talking about?
Yeah.
And you notice, again, it's just a pet peeve of mine. They never say.
Right.
They never say. The closest they get to is Trump's breaking the law. What law?
Yeah. Please define that.
Please. Is it a state law? Is it a national law? What law?
Is
what
it
are you talking
speed
about?
Speed limit? Is it a jaywalking charge? What are you talking
what is
about
it?
Here?
Hair too orange? I don't know. Tell us what law. You know? Because they don't. Ever. If you find a clip that says what law he's breaking, please send it to me. I would love to play because I can't find one. And I listen to audio all day long. Meanwhile, they unleashed the Crypt Keeper, Joe Biden. He's obviously very sick and he's just had cancer treatment.
Yeah.
But he explained on Jimmy Kimmel that the loss of our free speech rights is so grave, so dire, that he felt compelled to speak out about the, quote, dark days, unquote, we are living in.
Yeah.
Dark days for free speech. Again, did he explain, specifically tell us, like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
No, it was just implied, hey, I'm here on Kimmel. Yes, you're here on Kimmel. Who has a show? Nobody watches,
but yes.
Right. But you're here on Kimmel. Yes. And he said, we all need to do our part and stand up for these late night hosts who are losing their free speech. I'm sorry. You're on a show, moron.
Right. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Talking about how you're being shut down.
Dark days. But don't worry, he said. We'll get through. We've always figured our way through.
Friends, I can't sugarcoat any of this. These are dark days. But we're one of the only countries in the world that time and again has come out of every crisis we face stronger than we were in America.
What are you talking?
Yeah.
The crisis they faced. Kimmel was off the air for 2 days.
Yeah.
That's the crisis.
The crisis we faced, we had 4 years of the Biden administration where we had a completely completely open border. And you were offering benefits to people to come into this country illegally. And you were saddling the American taxpayer with all the debt. That's the crisis that was created. That was the dark time. Now there's light because the border has been closed. And the people who are here illegally that are the worst of the worst, who are really doing the crimes in this country, are being deported.
And, you know, he couches this in terms of free speech, okay? Just to be clear, okay, at Kimmel's bosses, you'll remember at Sinclair, all that, they came out and said, we suspended him because of what he said about Charlie Kirk. You can't make a joke out of a guy who just got killed for actual free speech. That's why. 2 days. It was it. 2 days. And that is a free speech atrocity. We are living in dark days. We're on the edge of a dictatorship. Okay. No, let's remember what an actual dictatorship sounds like, shall we? You're about to hear from the third richest man on earth, who was still cowed into silencing Americans That's how powerful the Biden speech dictatorship was. Here's Mark Zuckerberg. When he finally felt safe enough to speak freely to Joe Rogan, when he finally wasn't afraid anymore of going to prison at the hands of the Democrats, they told him what it was like to run Facebook under Biden.
Basically. I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
These people from the Biden administration would call up our team and like scream at them and curse. It just got to this point where we were like, no, we're not gonna take down things that are true. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. So then you said, okay, you weren't going to take down things that were true. Then what happened to make you take down things that were true?
We just said, no, we're not going to take down humor and satire. We're not going to take down things that are true. And I don't know. Then like all these different agencies and branches of government basically just like started investigating, coming after our company. It was brutal.
Once again, just proves the axiom that whatever it is Democrats accuse you of is what they themselves are doing.
Yeah, we lived through the near loss of freedom and dark. They were dark days.
Right.
And it wasn't just us. Here's the world's, at the time, I don't know if he still is, I guess I should look it up, richest man, talking about what it was like to try to run X and allow both sides to have free speech under Democrats. See, it sounds remarkably like Zuckerberg.
Well, X is, I think, the one place where you can find out the truth.
Yes.
And
the only place.
Yeah.
So how much pressure, to the extent you can say, has there been on you to shut it down or to censor it?
Well, I mean, apart from the multiple Democrats saying that I should go, they want to put me in jail, take away all government contracts from my companies, nationalize my companies, deport me as an illegal, and have me arrested because I'm apparently Putin's best friend. Nothing besides those things.
Oh, that's all. Okay.
Remember Keith Olbermann demanding that he be arrested by the military for allowing free speech?
Somebody else who doesn't have an audience anymore.
Right, really, I know. And I mean, when it gets to the point that Elon Musk is openly joking, but also not joking, about how long of a prison sentence he'll have to serve if Trump doesn't win. This is before the election. Something is deeply wrong here. Jimmy Kimmel has never experienced anything like this.
No. If he loses, man, what?
You're f***ed, dude.
I'm f***ed. If he loses, I'm f***ed.
It does seem that way. You can't just be like, just be like, yo,
I'm like, how long do you think my prison sentence is going to be? Do you think? Well, I see my children. I don't know.
Because it's not like you can say, well, yeah, I maxed out to him, but, you know, I get...
I have no plausible deniability. No, and I've been trashing Kamala nonstop.
Oh, I know!
He's going to prison. And you know what? He's not joking. In 2023, the Wall Street Journal did an editorial because the Department of Justice had tried to put Elon Musk in prison, pursued him criminally because his company had bought him a house to live in when he was on that side of the country. It was one of these made up fake charges. Yeah. Well, his lawyers were better than theirs. They got beat in court. And then the DOJ is literally giving quotes, these lawyers, Department of Justice, to the Wall Street Journal. Well, we're going to come back. We're going to get him next time. We're going to get him on criminal charges. We don't know what yet. And the Wall Street Journal has to do an editorial like, dude, no, you can't just decide to put someone in prison because you don't like them.
Sounds like Letitia James to me.
But yet Biden has the unmitigated gall to go on Kimmel and talk about we're in dark days, we might lose our democracy. No, that was your administration, buddy. Although in all fairness, he may not have known.
Yes, well.
Truly. I mean, the FBI, anybody remember the belly button, the back door? 24 Democrat groups could just name anyone they wanted censored, and the FBI would go in and take their accounts. The DNC could do it. The NAACP could do it. Adam Schiff did it. I'll never forget that one. Reporter, investigative reporter, Real Clear Politics was enumerating his crimes on X, so he got his account taken down. Schiff's crimes. But that was all fine, though. That was all very normal. But Kimmel, you see, did go two nights without doing his show. Now, that is the gravest free speech atrocity since the founding. I'm not making that up facetiously. Fake Tapper actually said that on CNN.
What about Gavin Newsom having pastors arrested for having a church service during COVID shutdowns? Or right. Waltz putting law enforcement out on the streets to make sure you stayed in your house? Talk about dark days. Good grief.
Again, it's like all history begins on January 20th of 2025. Mm-hmm. And no history has been before that.
None of that is knowable.
No. What's amazing to me, though, is that people fall for this. That's the weird part. Like, people on their side think this is real. And they're living in a dictatorship. Boy, I could tell you a few things about that.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.